So you just heard this in the news. John Cabello is a rep from an Illinois state rep from Winnebago County up in the Rockford area. And he wants to follow suit in a lawsuit that was already filed by another Illinois lawmaker attempting to get the governor's office to drop the stay-at-home order. And or to requesting a temporary restraining order on the stay-at-home order. And Representative Cabello joins us right now on the hotline. And let's figure out what it is that you're looking for here. What and why are you filing this suit?
Well, first of all, mine's going to be just a little bit different. I'm trying to make mine to include everybody in the state of Illinois, not just one person they said that Darren Bailey's was. My goal is to get back to our normal American way of life. I don't see how government can overreach and say that businesses must be closed and that people must stay in their home. I feel that government has gone too far, and I really want to see if this is constitutional or not.
So is this really about testing the constitutionality of it? I mean, how, don't you consider this to be a serious situation?
I do. And I think there's ways that we can make sure people stay safe. And the good thing is that we see the numbers starting to finally roll in about how many people actually recover from this.
Right. But people still don't want to get it. I mean, it's not as though the risk of getting it versus whatever the percentage is that is recovering from it, let's call it 80%. That are getting it that either have a non-existent, an asymptomatic case or recover. And we just saw numbers today about the recovery rate, and about half of the people recover within 2 weeks. But by the time you get to 4 weeks, it's only about 2/3 of people are fully recovered. So, I mean, this is a really serious problem and dangerous to the other people around them. I mean, this isn't really an issue of closing down these businesses because there's some sort of political motivation here. This is about public safety, isn't it?
Well, I've been in public safety for my entire adult career, so I totally understand that. But there's ways of doing it in a safe manner. There's ways of doing it of, okay, guess what? You cannot go buy clothing at Macy's or at Target, JCPenney's, or those stores. But you can go buy it at one of the other stores that are selling groceries. Does that make any sense? Does it seem like we're picking winners and losers here?
Well,
and
because,
if this governor was so concerned, if this governor was so concerned about people's safety, why has he unleashed 64 murderers from prison early without even having the common decency of notifying these victims' families, like it says in law that he must do?
Okay, well, all right, I want to deal with a different thing than I think most people would agree with you that the murderers getting out is not a good idea, and the whole jail situation is a separate issue. But that's really not a part of what your lawsuit is about. What your lawsuit is about opening up the state, right? It's about opening up these businesses. So to your point,
if it's constitutional.
Right, okay. And if it's found to be unconstitutional, what would you suggest on part two? Let's say it's found to be unconstitutional by August. Can't be, but let's just theoretically say that. And we get a resurgence in the fall, and they want to close down the state, and we don't, and more people get sick. Do you feel any responsibility to that?
I sure do not. I mean, I am not responsible for people getting cancer, and we have somewhere in the neighborhood of 20-some thousand people dying every single day from cancer, yet you can still go buy
cigarettes. Well, that's actually not true. That's absolutely not true, because only about a quarter million people die a year in the United States of America, 280,000.
Well, I think I have research that shows different.
I'm sorry, 2.8 million. And that's the point is that whatever the death rate is from cancer, in most cases, people don't catch cancer. And they don't catch cancer from standing next to somebody in a store or standing next to somebody on a train or being in a cab with somebody or whatever it happens to be. I mean, this is a totally different situation. And I guess,
why does the governor still have the mass transit moving?
because we do have to keep parts of the economy moving, and we do have to get supplies to people.
So you're
people have to be able to get to
losers.
The grocery store. You can't close. I mean, obviously, so Representative, you know as well as I do. People got to eat. You can't close down the stores. You can't close down the food supply because then you have panic in the streets, and nobody wants to do that. So we are. It is true, I think, that the government, and whether it's the state or other states, are making decisions that they have to make that have to balance that in some way, shape, or form. But this idea that it's unconstitutional and therefore everything should open up or people should be able to open up whatever they want is it would be a spread issue, according to all, even according to the White House. That would be a spread issue, right? I mean, when the president said he was, when he got mad at the guy from Georgia for opening up in the way that it was opening up. I mean, this is just common sense. This is not about trying to take away your inalienable American rights. Is it?
So you don't think that we could have businesses open like we do today in a safe manner?
I don't think so, no. I mean, we just had the largest number of deaths announced overnight. I mean, I think we're weeks away from that.
Well, then I don't understand why we have anything open. If that is
because
your logic, then I don't understand why
eat.
Anything is open.
Because people got to eat.
But
I mean, it's a ridiculous
argument.
How
are people going to eat when they can't pay for it? How are people going to be able to eat? Because I've got constituents
then what,
calling
then,
on
then what
a
is
daily
your suggestion
basis,
for those people, Representative?
Because they
Representative,
have
what
no
would you suggest?
Way of getting even their own unemployment check.
Okay, what would you suggest to those people who don't have the money and don't have the food? What do you think is going to happen then? What kind of public service is that? What kind of leadership is that?
Well, that's a good question, and that's what we're trying to all find out.
No, I'm asking you what kind of leadership you are offering there.
I'm offering a lawsuit to see if
right.
this is constitutional.
Right.
That's what I am offering.
Okay.
It's not going to force anyone to leave their home if they don't want to. It's not going to force anyone to go to work if they don't want to.
Well, why not? What if a boss requires them to do it?
Well, then
why wouldn't you want to
work at that place or not?
I'm sorry, what? That's
that
their
is their decision to either work there or not. They can find another job.
Oh, they can. So it's up to the individual.
Right, because everything's closed. That's right. They can't because everything is closed.
No, but what you're saying is that if a boss says to somebody, you have to come and work in a dangerous situation, then their only choice is. Their only choice, because there aren't protections afforded. There are protections afforded by the government, right? OSHA and all the rest of those organizations that protect workers when they go into potentially dangerous jobs. Now, this is different because this is a virus and this is hopefully a temporary situation. But should a company, any company, be required to put people in dangerous situations? And their option is, hey, you can either have this job or you can't?
Well, aren't you doing that with the grocery store workers?
Well, they don't have to. Those people can. There are protections that are being put in place for them at this last moment.
Okay.
And if you're saying you want
to
shut down,
this
may be. I cannot believe for a moment, Representative, that you believe that we should shut down the grocery stores. Where will people get their food if you do that?
Exactly. So if we can keep grocery stores open and keep people safe, then we should be able to find ways of expanding that to other places.
Should we have concerts
okay,
and baseball games?
That is a totally different issue.
Why? Why?
Because we need to see where we're at once those things start up. But I would like to make it so that people have free will of deciding whether they wish to go do that or not.
Have you seen the videos? And
this is not Russia.
This no one says it's Russia, and no one is acting like this is Russia. This is, I mean, that is political posturing if I have ever heard it. What you are trying to do is you're just trying to whip up people who feel afraid already about this, and you're just trying to coalesce them around this notion that somehow liberals or this governor or whatever are taking away their rights and their freedoms. That is not what's going on. This is a pandemic. How
okay,
I mean, why
so
would you?
You have the right to leave your home, then, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, you do. No one's going
to
arrest you for leaving your home. No one has been arrested for leaving their home.
That's what I want to make sure continues to happen.
Okay. All right. Well, it is happening. Representative John Cabello from Winnebago County.